Really?
Yeah. They put a piece of paper, not much of paper, the first thing, a long rod, and they put it down there. And they put some much powder, another piece of paper, and then they put the shots, and then another piece of paper.
Yeah, and you do what?
I see them load them.
Do you have to?
I'm a buzzer loader, as they call it.
Do you have to pack it all down?
Not too hard, no. Just, then they had a little hammer. You know a little hammer where the, you know, where you trigger?
Yeah.
A little cap. It had a little cap on it, and whenever you pull the trigger, it had a fire go down that thing and set the spotter off.
Huh.
I seen my dad, he was ducks there, I said. On that north shore, the wind is blowing hard. There are nothing but ducks along there. Kill a, I don't know how many in one shot.
What'd you call that, what'd you call a board that kids used to play on? It'd be fixed maybe in the middle, and it'd go up and down like this?
Well, let me see. Kids had all kinds of names, seesaw.
Yeah.
Different things.
Yeah.
I used to take, when they used to shoot that big cannon every Christmas, when they got off of that ship, they hanged it. They put the pot in there, that gun, and a big old rod. They never put nothing in it but powder.
Uh-huh.
I said, just shoot me for Christmas. That gun was 7 feet long, cannon.
Hmm.
And they had bone blocks. There was five of those cannons they got. There was one bigger one, it was 7 feet long. They had a big oak tree. They had a chain with a boot in it. They wrapped it around, they put that cannon on them blocks and wrapped the chain around so it could blow off. And everything else they could put on them blocks. Stay on that block. Chains.
Hmm. Now.
Sit behind that old tree with a little piece of paper. And that little hole where they had that, what's it called? That's a fire. If I go down and we'll hit that powder. Boom!
What about a board that, what'd you call it when they used to have a board that was fixed in the middle and swing around like this? Kids would get on the end of it and they'd swing around on it like that.
I don't know what you call it. I just see.
Did you ever see those?
Yeah. Merry-go-round, I'll be.
Merry-go-round?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had one at the house there that being a kid.
Yeah. Did you ever see a board that may have been fixed in the middle? Did you ever see a limber board that may have been fixed in the middle and they bounce up and down and the board would go like that?
Yeah.
It'd go like that? What'd you call that?
You have to put some weight on it, though, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they bounce up and down on the board and it bend in the middle. Did you ever have a name for that?
No, I don't think it. Let me see. I guess they call that a limber board.
Limber board?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what would you call the thing that you'd suspend from a tree made by a rope and it would go back and forth like this at the bottom?
Swing.
Okay. Yeah, you'd say, when you get in, you say you get in it and
swing.
Swing, okay. What you used to carry coal in? Did you ever have something you carry coal in?
What kind of coal?
Just regular coal.
Charcoal or something?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, you could carry just most anything. Yeah. Around the house, put in a bucket or box.
Okay.
Of course, they used to sell them in sacks.
Yeah.
Charcoal. Right in a sack of charcoal I bought for the boat.
Okay. Now, when you put them in your stove, or when you're burning something in your stove, what runs from the stove to the chimney? You call that the...
From the stove to the chimney?
Yeah, it's the...
Flue?
Yeah, but this runs from the stove to the chimney.
Stove? What?
You know the difference between a flue and a stove pipe?
Yeah.
What was the stove pipe?
We used to have... Where... had a pipe...